Time management. This is one of the issues that people face, because in a rush life they are always running around. But there are just two or three very simple ways with which we can manage time. One is to practice concentration. The more concentrated we are, the less time we take to accomplish a task. In fact, we can say that when we do a work in a concentrated state, then we accomplish the task in less than half the time than when the mind is in a dispersed state. So we should practice concentration in work, and this cannot be applied only to the particular work that we are engaged in doing. When in every work we apply this concentrated state, be it sweeping the floor, be it engaged in cooking, be it even in a conversation, if we remain inwardly in a concentrated state, then we shorten time. So, second, it is a very good thing to practice regularity and punctuality. In fact, if we really try to look at it, to be regular and punctual requires managing a lot of internal issues. So, if we just make it into our habit system that we'll be regular in whatever we undertake and punctual in whatever we do, then after a while, because we value time, time begins to value us. Whereas those who do not value time, after a while, time stops valuing us. So this is another aspect of time management. And the third, which may seem paradoxical, is to be patient. This is something which is so much missing. We are always in a hurry to accomplish. But look at this wonderful universe built with so much patience. And by whom? None else but the all creative power. And so we too, when we take up a work, we should not mistake hurrying for a work or managing the time with simply doing a slipshod work. Let us do our work patiently, with perseverance, with an eye on perfection. Then even if the time taken is longer, it's worth the effort. When we are impatient, then we spoil the work. We have to often return to it again and again. And eventually, it is a bad policy to rush through the work. Do it patiently with an eye on perfection, and you will see how well time gets managed in the long run. The last thing about time management is to prioritize. So all of us have so many things to do. We have our daily chores. We have relationships with whom we are engaged. We have work. We have profession. We have so many things to handle. And it's important to prioritize. Those who do not prioritize, they simply run like many, many scattered streams which end up nowhere. So it's important to prioritize from the most important thing of utmost value to us to that which is of least value. Of course, in a certain sense, everything carries its own intrinsic value. Yet, it's important to prioritize in life. Very often, in trying to prioritize, we forget that there are many dimensions on which we exist, and each of them is part of our totality. So there are people, when they think about time, they are always focused on their meetings, schedules, with regard to their work, profession, and so on and so forth. So much so that they take on more and more work, but at the expense of something else. It is often at the expense of their personal relationship. It's at the expense of their physical health. It's at the expense of their spiritual growth. And this kind of a lopsided growth in the end does not pay well. Because after a time when we just move on a single track, then we see that we begin to either slow down, or there are other parts which start pulling us backward. We fall sick, we lose time, and so on and so forth. So friends, give time to everything. There should be time for friends and relatives, but that time is not always measured in terms of the number of hours. What is needed in life is quality time. Sometimes simply giving a call in the midst of your busy schedule to those whom you love and care for and simply saying, "How are you?" is enough. It makes you feel connected, makes the person feel that, well, you really care. It's not that we have to go for a movie or go for a party, certainly not. But in the midst of our busy schedule, we should take out time for everything else that exists within us. The whole universe, the spiritual impulse, in between, let us say, two different kinds of work, in between the coming and moving out of files, in between when we have a little breathing space, give time also to the spiritual urge within us. Sit quietly, sit for a moment, recuperate the energies, rejuvenate yourself, drink deep from the deep founts of the spiritual stream that runs deep within us. Connect with yourself, your true self, and then return back onto the work. So this, again, is part of the time management. Then take out some time and do exercises. Very often people don't understand its value. Again, exercises doesn't mean going to gym or doing a treadmill. But exercises simply means where you can walk, take a walk. Where you can use your hands, use your hands. Move yourself within the office cabin, outside, when you're walking to different places. Don't let the car come to the parking slot. Walk to the car. And there are many such simple things, climbing up and down the stairs. And do it consciously. Don't take a lift. So if we do these little things, then the body too feels loved and cared. So give time. Distribute it well between the different parts of your being, to the body, to the mind, some kind of intellectual activity other than the work, to the profession that we are doing, to the heart and all its various connections, and above all, give time, take out time to the spiritual self. Time spent in quiet inwardness, even a few minutes, eventually gives us the real value and worth of time.